The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Dynatrace. Explore career opportunities at Dynatrace, a leading software observability and security company where your passion thrives, innovation leads, and well-being matters. Visit careers.dynatrace.com. LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to Brown Table Talk. I am DC Marshall, founder and CEO of Diverse and Engaged, a DEI thought leader, a LinkedIn top voice, and I'm here with my co-host, Mita. Hey there, Mita.
Hey there, DC Marshall. I'm Mita Malik. I'm a LinkedIn top voice, a business leader, a mom, and now an author. My book, Reimagine Inclusion, Debunking 13 Myths to Transform Your Workplace, is available on Amazon to pre-order right now.
Woohoo! Shout out for that. Yeah. And if you have been following us for some time, you know that Mita and I, we started the Brown Table Talk as a place where we spill the tea on hard truths women of color face in their workplaces. And basically, it's from my perspective as a Black woman. And for Mita, her view as a South Asian woman. At our table, we unpack it all. We don't leave any juicy details out of the stories. And then we provide you with tips that you need, not on how to survive, but how do you thrive in organizations wherever you are. All right. So Mita, my friend, what are we talking about on today's show?
So are you ready for this, Dee? I'm waiting to talk to you about this topic.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Or she's like, oh, God, let me hold my breath. Oh. What are we talking about today? Are you loyal or lazy? Are you loyal or lazy?
Okay, so, are you loyal or lazy? I'm sure there's a story.
So Dee and I are going to get into this. We're going to spill some tea, share some juicy stories, and leave you with some tips at the end. So Dee, this is actually a shout out to Amy Schoenthal, who you will remember is a contributor for Forbes Women. And covered us. Women covered Brown Table Talk and us being signed by the LinkedIn Podcast Network. So thank you, Amy. A shout out to her. So she wrote this piece. I have been dying to talk to you about it. But of course, we wait for the podcast. Right. So the piece is staying at the same company for years, a sign of loyalty or laziness. So Amy writes this really great piece. I want to read the beginning and we can get into
it
because it's fascinating.
Amy,
at a time when companies continue announcing one mass layoff after another, full-time employment certainly seems less stable than it once did. Jumping around every year to get a salary bump and risk a cluttered resume that might signal to future employers that you can't hold down a job for long. On the other hand, stick around at one company for too many years and risk stagnation, boredom, and complacency. And here's what Amy asks us to think about. Is it better to jump around or settle in? Is it better to jump around or settle in? This is a great piece. I encourage you all to read it. There's a lot of amazing thought leaders who've contributed to it. And Dee, I know you'll read it and see some familiar names in the piece. But what say you? I was like, huh, that's a really powerful question. Are you loyal or are you lazy?
Yeah. First of all I could hear is the song. There was a song, Jump Around. You remember that song back in the day?
Yeah.
Rap song, Jump Around. Sorry. That's what I'm thinking about.
Well, let me tell you. Go ahead, Dee. Go.
Tell me. Tell me. Yeah.
Even my mom's clued into this now. She says to me, how many years have you been at your job?
No.
About three. She said, okay, good. Not too long yet.
Oh, no way.
How funny is that? Rest in peace. No, go ahead.
Your dad, yes.
Rest in peace. He worked for the same company for like 25, 30 years. You know, like it was generationally, it was different. 30 plus years. He rose to be an executive there. Like would never have thought about jump around.
Right. And but you know what that is? This is a generational thing. So let's dig into it. This is the difference between traditionalist, boomer. X is somewhere in the middle. Like the disruption happened with Gen X, right? We came into, yes or yes, we came into the workplace and into our careers believing, thinking with the model, the understanding, you're going to find a good government job, a government meaning a good, as well, you'll find a good job and you'll stay and you'll hire. And right. And I think for Gen X, there was that's where the disruption happened with restructuring, like corporate restructuring became a thing, right? Where no, it was no longer that you could assume that you were safe and that you were going to have your job. So they started it. Like if there was a fight, not that we're fighting here, but if there was a fight, corporate America started the disruption of this idea that you could have a job and stay. And so they started to jump off. They st- listen, they that's the real jump off. And so I think that's the context that we also need before we get to talking about people, because see, you know where I'm going with this? You know, I'm for the people. I'm for the people. You get where I'm going with
this? We're for the people at Brown Table Talk. We are for the
people. We're for you all here. Because as soon as somebody says jump around or lay off, the target or who are they talking about? Jump around or lazy? They're talking about talent. They're talking about hardworking Americans. Sidebar, why do I sound like a politician right now? Why?
Are you running for office, the D.C. Marshal?
Never. But I will never. But I will support you if you run. You should run.
Okay, good.
Okay, come back. Let's come back. But we. But you know, the conversation is about hardworking people. You know, the people who are here with us, the podcast, our podcast listeners, our friends and on LinkedIn, they're talking about us. They're talking about you. Are you lazy? Are you jumping around? When they started it, you all disrupted the idea that we could stay and be loyal. So that's my first thought about this. They started it. Now we can go to the other. But what do you say about that?
This is like we didn't start the fire. Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire now that we're on soundtracks. Do you remember something called a pension? I'm joking. But I never, I don't even understand. Right. I never had access to that. I'm like, what?
Let's talk about that. Right.
And this note went out saying pensions no longer exist. I'm like, what's a pension? What? What's a pension? Right. You mean you can get paid even after you leave? Like they keep paying you after you retire?
How does that work?
They just pay you? What? How does that work? The other thing interesting.
And is it going to be fair? Is it going to be fair and equitable pay?
Be fair. Yes. And the other thing, when you think about this whole idea of disrupting loyalty, I love this. We've disrupted the idea of loyalty, vacation days and payouts. Do you remember that? Do you remember when people would save up for vacation and get paid out? Never happened to me. But again, I remember joining a company, getting a note, we no longer pay out vacations, right? They no longer paid out vacation days when you resigned. And so what would that mean? I would resign, Dee. I would resign and give you 2 weeks, but I would really give you 5 weeks because I would take all the vacation, right? So people give it 5 weeks notice because they're like, oh yeah, I'm giving you 2 weeks, but I got 3 weeks of vacation and you're not paying me out. So I'm taking it now. So it's like all of the policies have disrupted loyalty, right? All the reasons why you might stay long term.
That's right. That's right.
I will say this though. You know, having worked at, you know, I've worked at many a large public company. And for the leaders who did stay 30 plus years and they either moved on because they wanted to or the company asked them to, I did notice many of them having a harder time landing in the market. They did eventually, but it was the whole, oh, you've worked somewhere so long, which is an unfair criticism, I think, on some level.
Right?
You've been somewhere too long. And it's like, no, I was loyal. I put in my dues. Look at all the things I did during my time here. Oh, I don't know if you're agile or nimble enough or if you have the skills to work somewhere smaller. You know, all the commentary that I would hear about these leaders who had moved on, which is actually why I decided to leave big public company to go to a tech. Late stage startup, just to, as people always ask me that, just to change up my leadership profile.
Yeah. 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 You know what bothers me about what you just shared is the conversation, the challenge, the response to jumping to staying. And right. So for the person who says you stay there so long, or that whole commentary, you know, what's showing up for me? That feels very manager. That's not a leader. Because that's such a low-level conversation. I'm sorry if
it
somebody's
is.
Feelings
it is,
are
absolutely.
Right,
but you hear this a lot. I mean, I hear this a lot as an executive now, as I'm sitting in interview panels, like the comments from resumes. Oh, that person's been there. Oh, they worked there 25 years. They worked 35 years. You're like, well, look at the experience. Look at what they've done on the job versus how long they were there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think that's an unfortunate response. Again, I'm going to go back to the leader. It shows the level of leadership and the level of, I'm going to say, or dare I say, business acumen, or there's another word that I'm looking for, because what it says is, first of all, as a leader on an interview panel, FYI, you're to look for, your job is a positive asset search, okay? PAS, write that down. PAS, positive asset search. Like right now, you have to be so careful of sitting on panels and being a harsh critic versus find the asset, not, you know, look for reason to defend why or argue why the person shouldn't have the role. So I don't know. I can't get past that, right? It's fine. So it's just let's go to, you know, this person has, you know, 20 years. And so definitely a committed individual, definitely somebody whose skills are loyal, you know, probably heavily invested. Have that conversation. What they do have, you could be okay. It's okay to have concerns, but don't argue for why the person, you know, or why staying at a company for a long period of time is a negative. So anyway.
Well, one of the things I talk about in my book, Reimagine Inclusion, which I can't wait for you to read, Dee, I talk about gendered ageism. And I think this women face this more than men, right? Women are never the right age. I was that one right age for that 1 year at work, right? You're either too young or you're too old. But I see this a lot on resumes with women, right? When I sit in on panels over the years, and it's like, if the resume of a woman has all these years of experience, then there are more questions, right? Could she keep up with the pace here? Is she agile? Is she nimble? And you're like, you know, I didn't do the same job for 35 years. That person, it's like that person rose the ranks and did, you know, normally people aren't doing the same role if they've been at the same company for that period of time. But what I find interesting, and listen, I haven't sat in every conversation and every room and in every organization in corporate America. But I do think when we think about this, like, interesting to think about it from the women's perspective of the loyal versus lazy.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Dynatrace. Imagine a workplace where your passion shapes innovation, your well-being is a priority, and your team is made up of curious and devoted people bringing bold ideas to life. That's Dynatrace, a leading observability and security company enabling software worldwide to work perfectly, even the software you might be running right now. Explore job opportunities worldwide at careers.dynatrace.com.
From the minds of visionaries to the desks of disruptors, I'm Laura Schmidt, host of the Redefining Work podcast. Join me each week as we explore the new world of work through the lens of those shaping it. CEOs, HR leaders, investors, and more. Be a part of the conversation that changes everything. Subscribe to Redefining Work today.
She's super bad. She's probably the champion in the space. Female, and she happens, and Black. Melanie Hobson.
Melanie Hobson. Yes.
If you've ever been to a talk, I mean, she has talked about how she, you know, she rose to the level of CEO of Ariel Investments as a businesswoman. She said she went in very young and she stayed committed. And so for folks who don't know, Melody Hobson, an American businesswoman, she's president and co-CEO of Ariel Investments. And I think she's still the chairwoman, actually, of our favorite beverage, Starbucks.
Listen, yes, if you don't know her, Google her right now, friends.
Right.
Hit Google right now, because you know you need to know who she is.
Yeah. So that's a story of staying and what that means, so you can reframe the narrative. But can we talk about the jumping around now, around, and then the question of like lazy? Because I'm interested in, I didn't read the article yet, but to hear more about what that means, what's the frame for lazy?
Because if you stay somewhere too long, am I just lazy? Because I'm not looking.
How so?
I'm taking the easy way out. Am I just coasting? Is it quiet quitting? It's all this stuff in the marketplace. Or am I loyal? But here's what I'll say, Dee, because this is what we talk about at our table, is that loyalty, my friends, is a two-way street. Loyalty is a two-way street. I will be loyal to you in a friendship and a relationship if you are loyal back. And that relationship is true for my employer. So if I am not being paid fairly and equitably, if I'm being passed up for promotions I have earned and I deserve, I'm not titled appropriately. I mean, go back to the close to 60 episodes we've done so far for us. I will move on. And I have moved on. And I think many people can appreciate and respect and understand that. I will only give an organization so many chances before you have to say, okay, at what point do I say I'm not being celebrated and recognized here? I need to move on.
Yeah. I think, you know, now, so talking about your last point about needing to move on, in my... Before I took on the full-time CEO role, and I used to do executive coaching for high-level, high-ranking, high-profile women.
Including me.
High-level, you were it. And what I would always recommend that strategy of, movement, right, in order to get to goal. So here's the deal. There has to be a clear goal, right? And so if there's a clear goal in terms of a career win, whether it's a C-suite or not, then perhaps the strategy is moving around for experience, for exposure, visibility, but more so experience. I think insight, you have to build competency and skill. So moving around is a good thing, particularly for high level, high ranking and high profile women. There's definitely reports and stats out there to talk about senior executive women in roles that are non-rev generating entities, and how then do you navigate your way to the C-suite? Is you have to have rev producing, like product manufacturing. There's lots of research out there that suggests that women need that kind of experience. And so from that perspective, you need to move around. Moving around is a great strategy. I've even had senior executives in the last 5-10 years, a corporate restructure, things are moving, a lot of people being let go. Hey, they're not letting you go, but you should go now. You know why? Go on your terms, because then you can circle back. And guess what happened? Left, went to another financial house, circle back 5 years later, she got the big bump up. Now, the other job in between let her go, but that was a restructure. It wasn't any fault of her own. So moving around is a positive. And to your point, Mita, it's like, why would you be loyal and really lead with that narrative if you really can't trust corporate America to be loyal to you? You really can't at this point. There's some good and great people in corporate America, but at the end of the day, it's beyond them. They're going to say, look, when the names and when the restructure comes to, and Mita, I know you've had it. You will have a big heart. I have seen you and known you to have and manage teams and fight for your people. I don't know if I could say that here. I won't say, but I know, so when the restructure comes, you have a choice about that, except you do argue and defend for your people. You've held space for your people. But my point in saying this is, companies may not be loyal, but there are great people within great leaders. Shout out to all of the great leaders right now who go to bat for your people.
Listen, it's like Game of Thrones. I am suited up. I don't know what I am like.
You really are. You really are.
With armor, with everything.
I've seen it. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. No lies detected. No lies detected. Friend, I have seen you. For Mita, how tall are you?
5'1" and a half. Don't
5'1". I was going to say, to be 5'1" and a half, baby, you stay ready. You stay sitting on ready.
I've got to stay ready.
I've seen it. I've seen it. Oof. And I've seen you come out winning. Like, I'm like, what? Like, wait, now how does that happen? You just told the people they can't fire your people?
No,
like that's a big,
that's no,
but I've seen you. I'm just like, oh my gosh, you
really, you know what, D? We be who we wanted and needed when we were younger in our careers. That's what we need to do. I wish more people.
Wow, friend.
That's what I'm doing
friend.
For other people. That's what life's about now. We have to. This is why we do the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would do the podcast.
Sidebar. I'm going to come back. We're going to come back to jumping around because I do want to talk about executives jumping around. But sidebar, before you move, you've even gone the battle for, I'm going to say, suppliers. I know that to be a fact of how you have gone to bat for me in previous roles. I feel like same thing. If it was downsize your supply chain or your suppliers or your vendors, I have seen you go to bat. Like, no, that's no. Diverse and Engage is who we're working with. Or I've seen it for others and we need to pay them fast. I've known you went
in. Take out the credit card, D.
Yes. And I'm telling you something, sidebar, we're going to take this offline, but people were asking about you at Essence and all your friends were asking about you.
Can I get an invite to Essence? I need to go to Essence.
No, Essence, friend, you should come because I'm going to tell you the girls, they asked for you. All of your formers, they asked. They did. Their faces lit up. And I dare say the Joy Collective, how many times did she just melt and ooh and ah over Mita? And I couldn't wait to get back and tell you, like, oh my God, Mita's gonna, and I'll tell you more offline. Let's come back to jumping.
Here's what I want to say. Yes.
Yeah. My point in saying that was you have gone to bat for internal, and then you've also gone to bat here. Yep. And that was a conversation I was having. But that jumping around, let's go there because there are some people that need to stop. Just stop it. Cause it does. That's a flag. That's a flag. Go ahead.
And listen, there's a different bar for us. That's why we have this podcast. There is. So if I've jumped around 5-6 times, how's that going to be viewed versus another person's resume? I will leave it at that. But I want to, before we go into tips, give everyone the big piece of advice you gave me. Well, you've given me many big pieces of advice. This is back in the day when you used to coach. So you had said to me, you have to interview at least once a year.
Yep.
You have to interview at least once a year. I was like, what do you mean? I'm not looking for a job. You were like, it doesn't matter. You have to stay sharp. You have to stay engaged. And because of that conversation, I always have my resume updated because you never know. You never know. And so that is the fear. And I've seen this in parts of times in my career where I'm really happy and I'm loyal. And then something happens. Leader moves on. There's a restructure. Yeah. Your team is downsized. Your role is different. And then you're like, oh my God, I have to get out of here. And I call DC Marshall. And then D's like, were you interviewing? Were you practicing? Were you ready? Because we should always be ready, no matter where.
You know, always be ready.
Always be
ready. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. But that, yes. But that moving around, I've seen some place in the some people who are, that kind of have a bit of a presence, you know, or I guess maybe it's because LinkedIn, we all sort of play here on this larger network or in this big room. Let's just call LinkedIn a really big room and an amazing room with amazing people. And so you can see sometimes people moving around and you're like, wait a minute now, did they just go, were they at that job a year? So this is real talk. We're just real talk. What was it, a year? So when you move every year, I think that's a flag. Every year for the last 5 years?
At the executive level, it's certainly a flag at an executive level, I would say.
At the executive level, I think you're right.
And if you were, let's say, a staff engineer in tech, you probably could move around more often. I certainly moved around a lot more in my early part of my career. But I think either way, to your point, you've got to have your story. Why did you move?
Yeah.
If you are moving, you want to change the narrative.
Yeah.
You're proactively managing your career and not to be branded as being disloyal or a jumper.
Right. Right.
Jump around.
Right. For instance, you could negotiate those short term projects. Yes. Like we've talked about that as a strategy. I've shared with, again, high level, high ranking, high profile women. Hey, you could renegotiate. I have advised there's a job interview, but you should renegotiate. You should just have the meeting, have the meeting. Baby, you are worth be over and above the job. Baby, you the Olivia Pope. Dope. Did I not tell you you were the Olivia Pope? Mita, did I not say you were Olivia
melt.
Pope?
Do you just want me to fall off the chair? Because that is the greatest compliment. Oh,
right. Remember that? I was like, this is, you're the fixer. Remember at the marketing, at the multicultural marketing, inclusive culture, you could advise, remember, even being tapped by big, I'm going to say ride share. We won't call names, but I'm like, you have the meeting and you can negotiate for different roles. And that could help prevent jumping around. So to your point, high level executives, it is probably not in the best interest to jump around because you need a bit of time to get acclimated. You need a bit of time to show improve and to increase, right? You're not there to maintain status quo as a senior executive. You are there to increase, to add value, to leave the place better than you came if you're a high level executive. So it takes a little while to get acclimated and then take a little bit longer to get this thing going and then to execute. And so If you can't be there for a short, a reasonable window of time, and your departure should not be a surprise at an executive level, you should negotiate your departure. Mm-hmm. If it's within 2 years, negotiate. And that's, you go in, negotiate a year. I'll do this for 18 months. I want to be part of the transition. I could turn this organization around. Okay, there you go.
All right. That was an amazing conversation. It flew by way too quickly. We are now headed over to our tips. So over to you, my friend, for tip one and two.
All right. So tip number one, be strategic and own the narrative when moving around. Be strategic. Certainly okay to navigate however it is that you desire. Number two, negotiate. Negotiate the terms of your transitions on the front end and even on the back end, but more so proactively negotiate your movement. Mita, what do you have for number three?
Number three, D, as we always say at the Brown Table Talk podcast, go where you are celebrated, not tolerated. My friends, loyalty is a two-way street, needs to be earned by both parties. Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Please go ahead and subscribe and review. And we will see you next time. All right, now it's time to cue the music. Jump around. Jump around.
Hey.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.browntabletalkpodcast.com.